Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Turn your Bibles to our foundation scripture, Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Father, bless this service in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your spirit, O God, minister through me. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Cause somebody to hear your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. Are we there? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been doing my best to encourage your faith. Are you listening to me? Ladies and gentlemen, we must believe in God. Nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Many years ago, I remember sitting in Arcadia in town, next to McDonald's, you see, Church Street. That those days it was called Church Street. And there was another thing next to the street where water goes in. I forgot what they call that thing. Ingi? Storm water something. My friend and I were sitting there. I remember it was around 11 o'clock, midnight. We were sitting there after church. We were so discouraged. We were so depressed. Nothing was going well in life. During those days, I had finished matric, but I was not at school. No school had accepted me in those times. And my friend was going through his own problems. He was from Lesotho. And he always tells me that, my friend, it's not easy being a foreigner in South Africa. I say, you a foreigner, you are not a foreigner, Lesotho is. But he always says, it's not easy, my friend. So we were sitting there, and I told him that, my friend, sometimes when I try to look into my future, I can't see anything. That's how bad it looked. But we have learned to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And we prophesied into our lives. I said, my friend, I will invite you to my wedding. That time, no matter where I looked, nothing was going well. But somehow, by the grace of God, I went to school. I finished school. I started working. I got married. I got a beautiful little daughter. God can change your life.
Amen.
God can bless your life.
Amen.
It's not over.
Amen.
No matter how bad it looks, it's not over.
Amen.
No matter how bad it looks, it's not over.
Amen.
I always tell myself, as long as I have breath in my nostrils, as long as I can still breathe, God is giving me another chance.
Amen.
It's not over.
Amen.
It's not over. Tell your neighbor, it's not over. My life is just starting. My life is just beginning. Look at me after 2 years. Look at me after 3 years. My enemies laugh too early. It's not over until it's over. Put your hands together for Jesus. We have to believe, we have to believe, we have to believe, we have to believe.
Amen.
Now I told you that the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance means ultimate reality. In other words, there's more than one reality. What is reality? Reality is what you are seeing, feeling, experiencing at any present moment. It's a reality. So somebody's reality is sitting here today. Maybe that I don't have a job. It's a reality. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
But the Bible is telling us that faith is the reality that we are hoping for.
Amen.
It means that you are experiencing whatever reality you are experiencing now. But there is another reality that we are hoping for.
Amen.
That God wants us to have. I listen to me, somebody.
Amen.
Now, someone who has faith is someone, even though they don't have a job today, They are sick today. Things are not going well today. But their eye can see that I can have some better life, better future. I can be healthy. I can wake up and go walk around without pain. Ah, your amens are not blessing me. You must see it. If you cannot see it, God cannot help you. One man of God said, it seems as though God cannot do anything for humans unless they pray. Your faith is the thing that causes God to act upon your life. Amen. Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
Not your tears, your faith.
Amen.
Why me? He's not moved. When your eyes start seeing that, hey, by his stripes, I'm healed. Ah, he's moving. He's shaking. He's saying, now I'm ready to work. Now I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. When I started praying for the sick, I remember I had a dream. In this dream, I saw a man and his wife. I saw them going to a flat. You know, Sunnyside has a lot of flats. I saw them going into a flat. When they got there, I saw them knocking at a door. They knocked. Go, 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 go. Sandile, come, let me make an example with you. Sit down. So I saw them knocking at the door. When the door opened, a man came with a wheelchair. And I saw the man stand this side. I saw the woman stand that side. And they started praying for this man on the wheelchair. So I was watching. What's going to happen? When they finished praying, they said, stand up. So as I see them saying, stand up, I am nervous for them. I'm watching and I'm feeling nervous. I'm like, what if this man doesn't walk? And I'm thinking, why are they telling him to stand up? What if he falls? But that man and that woman, they just said, stand up. And he stood up. And they say, walk. Then he started walking. I was watching. I said, what? I said, man, I must start exercising my faith. Amen. If you are sick here today, thank you, brother. Please take the chair for me. And I lay my hands on you. It's done. It's over.
Amen.
If you are feeling pain on your knee, start. You realize that it's gone. You don't need to hear a voice, my daughter, you are healed. No. Faith. Believe. That's how it works. It works by believing. When you believe, God will manifest. When you believe, God will manifest. Are you listening to me, somebody? Now today, I want to teach you two or three things concerning faith. When you leave here today, I want you to, you know, the economic freedom fighters, and ANC, they always talk about radical economic transformation. I want you to not have radical economic transformation. I want you to have radical faith.
Amen.
Radical, like those people I saw in my dream, they were radical. Someone say radical. Someone say, from today, I am radical.
From today.
Now, what you need to know about faith for it to work in your life. So today I'm teaching you how faith works. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Pastor, how can I make faith work for me? How can I start doing well in my life by faith, through faith? How can I get a job by faith? How can I be healed by faith? How can I change my situation? By faith. As you see me standing here, I'm not a sangoma. I'm a man of God. Do you understand? And the Bible teaches us about faith. There is nothing I can give you except what is in the word of God. Are you listening to me? Now, number one, faith talks. Someone say, faith talks. Faith talks. Open your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 10, from verse 9 to verse 10. Romans, chapter 10, from verse 9 to verse 10. Are you in the book of Romans? The Bible says that if you will confess The Bible says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Not you might be saved. You will be saved. You say something that you believe in your heart, it's done. If you, who? Someone say me.
Uh-huh.
If you will confess with your mouth, not with your pastor's mouth, not with your friend's mouth, with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart, the Bible says, you will be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. So, for faith to work, you must talk. You have to learn to talk. You can't keep quiet. Do you remember the story of David and Goliath? This giant of a man one day came in a war between Israel and the Philistines. And he said, look, it's not necessary that many people die today. This guy was a giant. His bed alone was the size of your whole room. His bed was the size of your whole room. He was a giant. He said, it's not necessary for everyone to die today. Out of your army, choose one man who will fight me. We will fight. And whoever wins, wins the war. If I win, you become our servants. If we win, we become your servants. But when the Israelite soldiers looked at this man, you know, today if you see a giant, some of them, they look like they're going to die. They walk like this. It's a giant. That one had 6 pecs. Or 8 pecs, like Shaka Zulu. 8 pecs. Biceps, triceps. All the steps that you can think of, he had it. He was a warrior. And you know how you see a warrior? When you see someone with scars, you know it's a warrior. The man had been fighting all his life. So when the soldiers from Israel saw him, they began to shake. They were afraid. Then one small boy came. Someone say, a small boy. That's why in this church we call young people young but dangerous. They may be young, but they are dangerous if they believe in God. One small boy came and he heard a giant speaking. And then he came and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He didn't say, who is this giant? He said, what is this thing? Listen to faith. Then he asked, he said, what will happen to the man who defeats this giant? Then they said, hey, the king said his home will never pay taxes anymore. Someone say text.
Text.
When I got my first job, they told me that this is my salary. When I looked at the salary, I said, Jesus, I'm a happy man. When I got and I started working, they started saying there's something called tax. There's something called UIF. They started counting. By the time I realized what is actually coming to me, I almost fell down. The Bible says, the man who defeats Goliath will never pay taxes again, his whole family. And the king said, he will give him his daughter to marry. When David heard that the daughter will be married to me, he said, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. So they took him to the king and they said, King, this young man says he's going to fight Goliath. When the king looked at David, he said, young man, how are you going to fight? The king gave him his armor. He gave him bulletproof vest. Gave him. When David, he said, no, I'm not used to this thing. He put it down. He said, my king, let me tell you a story. One day I was looking after my father's sheep and a lion came. Look at, listen to faith. Faith is talking. He said, a lion came and he grabbed one of the sheep with his mouth. He said, my king, I held him by the beard. I didn't know a lion has a beard until I read the story. I said, I held him by the beard and I killed him with my bare hands. And he said, the same day, a bear came and I killed him with my bare hands. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine to my God? Faith talks. If your mouth always says, hi, wait a BP yaga. Indeed, the BP will be yours. It will stay in your body. If you say, hey, wait till Rinaso, we are not the type of people who get work. I tell you, you'll never get a job. My uncle, one day, he sent me to play lotto for him. And as he was preparing the numbers, he said to me, hey, there are two people in the world, two types of people. There are those that money comes to them. This was him talking to me. And he said, there are those who are always chasing money. In fact, he said, there are those who are like us, who are always chasing money and never find it. It was his own confession. In other words, he was saying, I will chase it for the rest of my life and I will never find it. Learn how to talk. And learn how to speak faith words. Some of us, we are being killed by our own words. Nobody is doing anything to you. You are the one destroying yourself by your words. One day I was walking with my friends when I was in high school. Come, my friends, two of you. Quickly, quickly. Stand here. I was walking with them. We were walking together. I still remember we were by the union buildings. There's a road that goes like this in the union building. We were walking there. Then this particular friend of mine started speaking. He said, hey, wait now, I feel like I will not finish school. We're in high school. He said, I don't feel like I'll finish school. This one spoke and said, wait till now, I also feel like I won't finish school. And the way it was coming, he started, like I had to say something. But I felt that me, I don't feel what we are feeling. So I shut up my mouth. I didn't agree or disagree. I just shut up my mouth. The one who said I won't finish school, one day he fought with someone at school, went and took a screwdriver to come and stab the person he fought with. They took the screwdriver from him and they stabbed him. I don't know what happened to him. That's the last I heard of him. The second one who spoke, one day someone was getting married in his family. And he said, let's go. Now, when I was growing up, my parents were very strict. I was even afraid to go and ask them that my friend is asking me. I just said, my friend, I'll see you when you come back. I was afraid to ask my parents. So I really wanted to go. Only to find out that when they got there, they were moving around buying things for the wedding, and they were involved in a car collision head on, and he died immediately in the spot. And I said, had I been in that car, I would also have been dead. This thing that happened made me realize what you say. What you say is what happens in your life.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers. Put your hands together for them. So learn to speak positive words. The best words to speak is the word of God. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. If you can learn to align yourself with the word of God and say what is in the word of God, you will be blessed.
Amen.
You will prosper.
Amen.
You will live.
Yes.
You will not die young.
Amen.
Your life will be a shining star.
Amen.
If you learn to speak right. If you learn to speak right. I listen to me.
Amen.
Say neighbor.
Faith talks.
Yeah. Don't keep quiet. Talk. Talk about yourself.
Amen.
Prophesy to yourself.
Amen.
Make declarations of your own life.
Amen.
For your family.
Amen.
For your children.
Amen.
For your education.
Amen.
Talk. Say something.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil to be the only one talking. You will never make it. You are nothing. And you're also swallowing. I am nothing. You will become nothing. You will become nothing if you don't speak. One day we were praying. We had an all-night prayer. And as we're praying, God gave us prophetic inspiration. We saw people standing at the graveyards. And these people were just speaking things over Naumapias. Just speaking. Just speaking. Just speaking. Do you think they are speaking life? They are speaking curses. They are speaking sickness. They are speaking disaster. And this is in the Bible. One day, a certain king called Balak went to a prophet called Balaam. And he said, Mr. Prophet, I have heard that when you bless people, they are blessed. And when you curse people, they are cursed. He said, there's a people called Israel that are passing by my land. I want you to come and curse them for me. So to cut the long story short, they went to a mountain. Because Balaam wanted to see them. And his job was just to curse them. Because Balak knew that their God is very powerful. Balak had heard about them. How their God took them out of Egypt. How the Egyptian army was destroyed. So when they were passing by his land, he was afraid. And he knew they had a great God. And he knew that if I fight them physically, I will lose. I have to challenge them spiritually and deal with them spiritually. Then I will be able to fight them physically. So he called Balaam. And he said, curse them. When you finish cursing them, I know that I will defeat them. But unfortunately, the king didn't know that you cannot curse what God has blessed.
Amen.
When Balaam came to speak a curse, God changed his words and he started blessing Israel. I decree in the name of Jesus, from today you are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't talk, the devil will talk.
Amen.
Learn to talk.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Talk to your children. My daughter, when I look at you, you are going to prosper.
Amen.
You are going to be a star in this family. Your life will be a blessing.
Amen.
Parents, when you are angry, be careful of your words. When you are angry. Some people are not succeeding in life because of the words of their parents. that they speak out of anger. They curse their children. When the child is trying to move forward, that curse is holding him back. That curse is holding her back.
One day.
I said one day.
One day.
In a certain church, a certain man of God was preaching. And then he prophesied. He said, if there's anyone who is fighting against you being married, God is going to kill them. Someone say, kill them, Lord, kill them. So the whole church said, hey, man. And he said it again. If anyone is fighting against your marriage, God is going to kill them. And the church said, amen. So one lady went after the meeting very happy. When she got home, she told her mother, she said, hey, mommy, the man of God said, if anyone is fighting my marriage, God is going to kill them. And the mother was busy. What did he say? He said that if there's anyone resisting my marriage, fighting my marriage, God is going to kill them. The mother stood up and went to the church. When she got there, she said, I want to speak to the man of God. So eventually, the man of God met him. And she said to him, my daughter tells me that you said if anyone is fighting her marriage, they are going to die. Is that true? Did you say that? And the man of God said, yes, I said it. And I said, are the people going to die? He said, yes, they are going to die. Only to find out that this lady, her daughter was taking care of her. And she was afraid that if she gets married, who is going to take care of me? So she was in her heart, in her mind, she was saying that this one will not get married. Because if they marry, she's going to stop taking care of me. Then the man of God counseled the old woman and said, look, your daughter will keep taking care of you. Don't worry. She repented, and the woman got married to a fine man of God. Until today, they are married. So, I'm telling you this story to say that if you don't talk, the devil will talk. Open your mouth and speak faith. Are you listening to me? Learn to speak. Don't keep quiet. Speak. There are some people who may be sitting here. You just always feel like death is following you. Don't just be like, wait till now I feel like I'm going to die. You're going to die if you talk like that. Open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, spirit of death, the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. I will live in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That death will leave you. You will not die. Do you know what Jesus said in John chapter 10? He said, no man killeth me. No man killeth me. He said, I lay my life down. He says, it's my choice to die. It's my choice. Don't die before your time.
Amen.
Speak life. So, faith talks. I listen to me.
Amen.
Come with me quickly to the book of Mark chapter 5. I'm almost out of time. Mark chapter 5 from verse 22. Am I blessing somebody today?
Yes.
All right. Mark chapter 5 from verse 22. Are we there? The Bible says, "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered." Now, this man comes and asks Jesus, "Please pray for my young girl." And as Jesus was going, the Bible says a crowd developed. And people, because by now, most people knew about Jesus. Some wanted to see him, some wanted to hear him. So a crowd developed. And the disciples were around him, kind of bodyguarding him. And as he was walking, the Bible says, there was this woman who had an issue of blood. And the Bible says that she had this problem for 12 years. 12 years. 12 years is not 12 months. It's not 12 hours. 12 years is 12 good long years with this problem. And the Bible says she had been to every doctor you can think of. Most people, if they experience something like that for that long, and they've been to so many doctors, they give up. They decide that I will live with my problem. They adjust to your to their problem. But this woman, even that being the case, when she heard about Jesus, something in her, she still had hope that my problem can be dealt with. I can be healed. I can be set free. I can be delivered. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, don't accept what the enemy is saying about you. Someone sitting here has in his mind, in her mind, has agreed, and it has entered their heart that I will not succeed. I've come to tell you that the devil is a liar. You will make it. After 12 years of struggling, she still had hope. After 12 years of struggling, she still had hope. She still had hope after 12 years. After doctors had said, my daughter, look, my sister, Miss, your problem, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. But she still had hope. How many people will still have hope even after many doctors? What verse were we on? And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, when she had heard of Jesus, I love it, came in the press behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, faith talks, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be made whole. It was her own confession. It was her own mouth. If I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched thee?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. Now, think about this scenario. Jesus was walking. There was a crowd surrounding him. So many people were touching him. But when this woman touched Jesus, Jesus felt power coming out of him. Amen. So he said, "Who touched me?" The disciples said, "Lord, I mean, I can't even understand why you're asking that question. Everyone is touching you." But you see, this woman's touch was different. Amen. She had faith. Amen. She wasn't seeing a star. She wasn't seeing a film star. She said, "If I touch his clothes, I'm healed." So when the woman noticed that Jesus knew what had happened, she came and confessed and said, "Look, I'm the one that touched you." And Jesus said, "Thy faith," "thy faith has made you whole." Amen. Your faith is what has changed your life. Amen. Your faith is what has secured your future. So the power of God was on Jesus. The Bible says Jesus had the Spirit of God without measure. Limitless. Amen. That's why he could walk on water. Just. Amen. When you come out of church, go find a river somewhere and just try to. He had so much power in him. And so many people were touching him. But that power never left him. But when the touch of faith, suddenly the power was released.
Amen.
The touch of faith. Amen. It wasn't an ordinary touch. It was faith. So faith allowed the power to move from God to the woman. And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." This woman kept confessing, "If I just touch his clothes, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. If I just touch his clothes, it doesn't matter what the doctors have told me. If I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed. I don't care." You know, people who had those types of problems were not allowed next to other people. But she didn't care what people say. She didn't care what people thought about her. She said, "If I can just touch, if I can just touch him, I will." I will. Learn to talk. Learn to talk. Faith talks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll close with this story. One day a certain man of God got a phone call. And there was a woman who had about 4 children. And her children were sick. She said, "Pastor, I need you to come and pray for my children. My children are sick." So the man of God went to her home, found the children, laid her hands on the children. The children got healed. And the pastor went home. Then about a day later or so, he received another phone call. It was one of, you know, the shepherds in the church, one of the people that work with the pastor, and said, "Pastor, I'm really, really not feeling well. Can you please come to my home and pray for me?" So the pastor went to this home. When he got there, he knocked at the door. And he waited. And he waited. Nothing. Nothing. So he decided, maybe let me go try to knock at the back door. As he was about to go, the door opened. When the door opened, the gentleman's wife was the one who had opened the door. And she said, "Oh, it's you. Oh, okay. I don't know why this guy keeps calling you, because we never get healed. We never get healed." So the man of God followed him. And when he got there, his shepherd, someone who works in the church, he laid his hands on him and nothing happened. So he went back to church. When he got to church, he said, Lord, there's something I don't understand. The first family I went to, the woman who called you is not even a regular church member. She's not even a good Christian. She comes to church once in a while. But every time she calls me to pray for her kids and I lay my hands on the kids, they get healed. This other family is actually a shepherd in church, a laborer in church. But every time I go to his family and I pray for him, he never gets healed. He said, Lord, I just don't get it. You have to explain this thing to me. Immediately he fell into a vision and he saw himself going to the first house. When he got there in the spirit, in his vision, he saw this woman saying that, I'm not a good Christian, I know I'm not a good Christian. But the Bible says, is there any sick among you? Call the elders of the church. And the laying, after the laying of hands and the anointing with oil, you will be healed. This is the woman talking. So even though I'm not a good Christian, I know that God loves children. And his Bible says this. So he calls. She called. Then he saw himself going to the other family. And in the other family, the woman was saying, we never get healed. We never get healed. We never get healed. Do you see the faith dynamics? The one family, they speak faith. When the man of God gets there, the power of God flows. The other family doesn't speak faith. They speak doubt. They're full of doubt. The power of God cannot flow. So faith speaks. Faith talks. Learn to speak words of faith concerning your life, concerning your future, concerning your health, concerning your employment, concerning your relationships. If you're a type of person who says, my relationships only last for 3 months, it will be your story for the rest of your life. When I was getting married, one of my colleagues, he said, you're getting married. Why do you want to get married? Why? And he was explaining to me that he was married and then his wife started having mental problems and all the problems that they were having in his family. And I said to him, the fact that you had problems in your marriage does not mean I will have problems in my marriage. If you are not careful, you will, you see, if you are around people who are always speaking doubt, you will end up becoming a speaker of doubt yourself, not knowing that you are hurting yourself. I have learned to either shut up my mouth, or if I see that this person is prophesying about my life, I say, no, wait over there. That will not happen to me. Amen. Your amen is not blessing me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you leave this church today, your mouth will be a mouth that speaks life. Amen. Your mouth will be a mouth that confesses life. You will speak life about yourself. Amen. You will speak life about your family. You will speak life into your future. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 said, by faith the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3 said, now we know that God created the world by his word. Everything you see in this earth, God never did anything. He just opened his mouth and said, let there be. You also can form your own world with your words. You also can speak the future that you want with your words. With your words. With your words. Faith speaks. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. God bless you.